How did you fall into writing about schizophrenia?
I've been writing all my life. I wrote for my high school newspaper, and then I wrote for a college newspaper, and then I lived in a small town up in the mountains, and I wrote for them at their newspaper. And I figured, you know, once I was back and I was better, this was probably 2 or 3 years out after my diagnosis, I figured I had a pretty good story. So I wrote basically a memoir, but I call it a novel. It was just basically my entire experience of the road trip leading up to my diagnosis.
So it's a novel. Are you describing your experiences through other characters?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder, was there trepidation at all in starting to write about your life with schizophrenia, being stuck to a diagnosis as a label for the rest of your life, saying, okay, so I'm from now on, let's say, the schizophrenia beat writer, or everything I publish here on out, this is attached to me?
First, I had to, you know, come to terms with the fact that I actually had this illness, you know, and telling my friends and telling all my loved ones, which was actually pretty hard because, you know, nobody knows that much about it when you're first starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you invite them to ask questions, and it seemed like the more I wrote about it, the more accepting people became. So
was that surprising?
It kind of seemed natural, I guess, to, and I won't lie, you know, it's gotten me into some pretty high places talking about this, like the New York Times. I never would have thought I'd be published there.
I read the piece you wrote for Salon as well, and you mentioned the paranoia, that kind of constant inner conversation you're having in your head, like overanalyzing people's interaction with you or thinking, are they judging me for this or that, or the pitch in their voice? Does that mean that I said something wrong? And I wonder, everybody in some circumstances is a little socially awkward and has those kinds of feelings. Do you ever worry that maybe you're putting a high diagnosis on something that's relatively normal?
Like I said in my article, it never used to be a problem for me. I may be putting or blaming schizophrenia for it, but it seems like more of an assault than what just regular anxiety would be. Mm-hmm. So,
well, some of the interactions you've gotten from your post on the New York Times piece, I mean, I've read through quite a lot of comments, and it's mostly very positive. Are you able to let that sink in?
Yeah. I mean, it's great. I love it. But of course, I'm always thinking, you know, what can I do next, I guess? Or what am I going to do next, you know?
What about any feedback that startled you or, you know, you thought was a little bizarre?
One guy who was sort of saying what you were saying, that there was nothing wrong with me. And to that, I would ask him to look at the early years when I was wondering if my mom was molesting me or just this weird stuff. Like, I thought there was treasure in the attic of my house, or that the TV was talking to me, or that the aliens were talking to me, or just, I don't know.
Well, Michael, my last question is kind of where I'm headed with this conversation is, you know, we are bombarded with ideas about mental health from film or, you know, it always turns out that the most catastrophic event, like a school shooting, is linked to mental health. And I wanted just to have somebody talk and walk us through their situation as a fully functioning human being. I mean, where do you see yourself fitting into what's going on right now?
I'm under no illusions that I don't want to be like a poster boy for schizophrenia. But, you know, I see that the stigma is pretty negligible among my friends and family, and that's because I talk about it so much. So I think if maybe people just keep talking about it and just keep learning about how it's a disease and how people who have schizophrenia are suffering every day of their lives, then they won't be so quick to draw conclusions to school shooters, you know. But, you know, I think for someone to have the capacity for violence, they have to, you know, they have to have that in themselves before any diagnosis. I know I've never had a capacity for violence, and actually just the other day I was out on a date with a girl and she asked me if I've ever killed anybody. So that kind of blew me away, and I just think there's so much, you know, ignorance out there about the whole scope of what it means to suffer with schizophrenia that I don't know if I can change anything. I'm pretty much just writing to make a living. I don't want to be in the public eye, really, but, you know, if I can talk about it truthfully, then maybe some people's minds will change.